This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session is in right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I mean that sincerely. You know, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And again, I just say it over and over again. You know what? Don't give the Chinese your money. Most of the stuff you're buying in the stores today is made in China. I don't have a problem with the Chinese people as a whole. But I do have a problem with the Chinese government. I do have a problem with what they do to us. Right? You want to keep Americans working? You want to complain about where we're at or what have you? Then keep them working. Buy things that are made in this country. And part of that, frankly and honestly, is head over to Mike Lindell's, MyPillow.com. They have pillowcases, sheets, blankets, towels. I think we've got the pillows. I've got the slippers. Pillowcases. You know, and so go out of your way there. You may spend a few more bucks, but I'm going to save you some money, too. Again, use promo code Joe, J-O-E. Can't make it any easier than that. Promo code Joe. You'll save yourself a boatload of money. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, there's a little detailed here, but I want you to pay attention. This is a big deal. And I say it's a big deal because I'm tired of hearing about this stuff already. Because now what they've done is, they went against, or they started attacking white folks as a whole. They started it with the schools and the colleges, and they went down to the high schools. They created safe spaces, telling people how bad they were because of their skin color. What they had to do to make it white, why, and telling other people why these white folks were so bad, so nasty, so terrible. Now think about that. They're painting that picture. So do we get to do the same thing with black or Asian or Hispanics? So if a Hispanic, a black, or we'll just say a small group of black kids, Hispanic kids, white, Asian kids, get into trouble, do stupid stuff, can we blame the whole group? I'm just asking. I'm very curious. Probably not. Now we've got this buzzword going on, white Christian nationalists. So now they're talking about the old school Christian nationalism of racism, anti-Semitism, and conspiracies. We're back at it again. So now we're taking what they feel is true today, and we're sliding it back and saying, this also falls on old white Christians, right? Now, they're blaming, again, they're taking a character, not a character, they're taking a reverend from way back when and placing all the woes of Christianity on him. The Reverend Gerald Smith loved Jesus so much that he built a 7-story statue on top of the Ozark Mountains to honor his Savior. Smith loved America too. But, you know, those who were black, Jewish, or immigrants, well, they weren't really part of his crew. Ordained Disciples of Christ, pastor, master, showman, skilled fundraiser, according to the writer, and a minister of hate, Smith spent decades warning white Christians that they were in danger of losing their country to devious forces conspiring against them. To combat those forces, Smith founded a political party, ran for U.S. Senate, turned out tens of thousands of copies of the Cross and the Flag, a monthly magazine dedicated to the cause of Christian nationalism. Now, I haven't seen the magazine, so I can't say one way or the other, but knowing the writers of this, I would say that's probably not factual. See, I guess apparently lately, anything Christian nationalism is when you push the Christian religion, or you strictly say the Christian religion is the best, the only, the one. Well, look, if you're a true Christian, why would you believe that any other religion is true and real? If you thought so, you would belong to one of them, would you not? Our own scripture tells us that Jesus is the only way. That's it. End of discussion. It's not up for debate. However, what is up for debate? Any Christian pastor, any Christian who tells you that white is right, that Jesus was white, that the only way is Jesus, is the only way is white, is out of their minds. Okay? They're not reading the same Bible that I read. Jesus ain't about color. Doesn't work that way. All right? Now, some people bring up the curse, the color of the curse. It would take me a whole hour to explain that. But you know what the bottom line with it is? They haven't studied enough. They're not telling you the truth. There is no curse of color. Let's start off that way. Anyway, for Smith, that work was defined not by Jesus or the Constitution. His main concern was preserving Christian power and what he called traditional Americanism. The first principle for which he stands is preserve America as a Christian nation, being conscious of the fact that there is a highly organized campaign to substitute Jewish tradition for Christian tradition. Well, you know what? He was wrong. And he didn't speak for all Christians. That's what I love about these people. They find a flaw, they find an issue, they find a break, and they want to lay it all on everybody. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Christians as a whole should never believe, never, never believe that a Jew, somebody with darker skin, somebody with lighter skin, and whatever it is less than they are. So, I'm your host, Brad Dinkins, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Z, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. The way we win is when you're informed and you go in with information. That's how we make these things happen. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. And I also appreciate this guy. Brad Dinkins joins us, as he does every week, to discuss, you know, legal issues of the day and sometimes illegal issues of the day. Brad, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Doing well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got some good ones for you. Some interesting ones. I'll put it that way for you, because you know you're Mr. Pessimist, which I very much appreciate. One of us needs to be. And recently, I think you heard about this one where the city of Ocala had a prayer vigil after the shooting happened there in Florida quite a few years ago. A bunch of atheists got together and were very much offended and disappointed and you know, sue the city of Ocala to make sure that that this either never happened again. Really was upset about it. The suit was brought, I guess, by the American Humanist Association. And the interesting thing about it was, I guess the 11th Circuit Court decided that, you know what, yeah, it was a violation of separation of church and state. Now, it since has been appealed to the Supreme Court, and they refused to take it up. Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas were very upset about it. So what do you know about this? And again, being the ever optimist in these situations, you would think, you know, here's a prayer vigil, and I'm sorry, didn't Jefferson have prayer at the federal buildings in his day?
Exactly, and you know, prayer over congressional, you know, hearings. I mean, over before Congress starts, they have prayer. This is very disappointing, and you know, Neil Gorsuch, you know, explained in a statement that the lower courts, now reviewing the case, should ultimately side with Ocala. So I think we're gonna, you know, it's not over, you know, but you know, as far as the issue of standing, I think that was really what really bothered you know, Neil Gorsuch, and what bothered Thomas is that, you know, the fact that just because people are offended doesn't mean that they should have standing to to file a lawsuit. They don't. It's you know, in the Smith decision, where the Supreme Court, you know, established the Lemon Test, which was very strict against, you know, faith and by in any kind of a public or government sphere. You know, the Supreme Court reversed that. Well, and that's the same decision where they also said, well, you know, basically, you know, all you need if you're going to, you know, challenge government as being in any way pro-religion is you know, just be a taxpayer. Any other challenge to a part of the Constitution or constitutional claim, should I say, requires more than just being a taxpayer. So I think the, you know, there are members of the court, you know, Neil Gorsuch and Thomas, who are, you know, ready to say, you know, let's get rid of that silly exception that gives special accommodation effectively to atheists, and let's have standing, you know, rules that apply to pretty much to everyone, you know, and I think that's a you know, in a nutshell, I think what you know, where they were hoping for, but it's not over yet, and.
Okay. You have to explain that, though. When you say it's not over yet, most people feel when the Supreme Court says, "Yeah, you know what? We're not gonna hear that. It's got no merit. It's got no anything." What does that mean?
Well, what we're talking about is the court in reviewing the information about the decision that the court, you know, chose not to intervene in the case. Intervening is when there's like an interlocutory appeal where. You know, the case is going on, but one party says, whoa, wait a minute, this is wrong. This shouldn't be going on for X, Y, Z reasons. In this case, because, hey, the atheists don't have standing. They shouldn't have standing to just because they're offended, really? So they brought this to the Supreme Court saying, Supreme Court, stop this lawsuit. Throw it out. The atheists shouldn't have standing. And the Supreme Court says, you know what, we're not going to go there. We're not going to reverse that principle used before. Maybe when on the merits they may address that issue, but they're not addressing it now, and therefore it's going to go back on the merits as to its constitutionality on its face. So I think at the local level, but as far as the standing issue, that's what was the that was what was the Supreme Court was looking at, and it didn't fly as a challenge. So it's going to go back on the merits and so that's so it's interesting. But Justice Clarence Thomas, he issued a separate dissent arguing that the Supreme Court should have taken it up. He expressed serious doubts to the atheist theory on standing and said the Supreme Court should have acted without waiting for the lower court process to play out.
Yeah. It's always amazing to me, just when you think we're headed down the right road, But when you say this is not dead, somebody could bring back a similar case to this at some point in time. And listen, Brad, why don't they use or can they use? I mean, this nothing is really settled law, if you would. And when they're talking about these kind of things, can somebody bring up the historical fact that Jefferson, one of many, but Jefferson in particular, was one that held prayer services, Christian prayer services, right there in D.C.?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I mean, what are they? They're basing it on a letter he wrote, as opposed to the actions he took.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I will say this: I think at the end of the day, and this is my projection. This is my prediction.
This is your,
at the end of the day.
Optimistic prediction. Go ahead.
It is an optimistic prediction. You're right. Well, the standing issue didn't go as some of the court would want. People like myself would have wanted. I don't think ACO should have a special privilege to use the Establishment Clause, while others, have to have more difficulty to show standing for other constitutional right claims. Yet, nonetheless, it is going to get to the Supreme Court on the merits, and the merits, I think, on the merits are going to rule that there's nothing unconstitutional about a city sponsoring a prayer vigil for people who've been shot and killed. As happened in the facts of this case, I think it's going to have no problem. In fact, the Supreme Court, actually not the Supreme Court, but the Circuit Court, 10th Circuit Court, upheld prayer at a public school once after there was a traumatic, violent incident that happened, and prayer was used to help calm down the students. And so, I think it's going to end up with a nice decision.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says interest rate hikes may need to accelerate again as inflation has resurged in recent weeks. His comments led to a sharp drop in U.S. stocks Tuesday.
Wall Street closed sharply lower after Fed Chair Jerome Powell had this to say during a Senate hearing.
Ongoing increases in the target range for the federal funds rate will be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time.
That sent shockwaves through the markets. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost 575 points. The S&P 500 500 fell 62 points. The NASDAQ dropped 145 points. I'm John Schaefer.
A first-of-its-kind lawsuit by a group of Texas women who have been denied abortions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Texas has banned most abortions, but there is an exception for when the mother's life is in danger. The lawsuit claims the provision has created confusion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is a way we win. Otherwise, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Without getting informed, though, you get yourself in trouble. Actually, you get all of us in trouble. You know what I mean? Because you're making statements out there that aren't true. That's why I bring in the experts, because I have no clue. I tell you up front, I have no clue. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, joins us. Brad, before we get to the meat of everything again, why don't you go ahead and tell people about PJI, how they can help, and that kind of thing.
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, but we're very unique. As you know, we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, but no one's left on the side of the road. We're the only organization that has offices all across the United States where we handle more cases in this regard than any other organization in the country. It's all without charge. And if people like to keep up with our cases, we have so many in litigation. I encourage them to go to our website. I think it's time to get our free newsletter, and we have other great resources there for free. PJI.org, PJI.org. Also, we had a special Zoom call for newly elected school board members or school board members who are in the minority, but they're for parents, but they're in the minority. In fact, Joe, I know you're aware of it because you participated in it and played a major role in the presentation.
That was fun.
I think it was very helpful. We had great feedback. Well, the good news, if people missed it, they can just go to our website, pji.org, and they can watch it. And it's there. It's available. We have our attorneys giving input, school board members who are seasoned in dealing with, a liberal leftist majority and how to be effective. It's very empowering for the many who've been elected across the country and or many who are just activists and parents who want to know what their rights are and how to make a difference constructively. Well, it's all there right now. For free at pji.org.
Yeah, it's interesting, and we're already dealing and working through and what have you, but some of the newer trustees that have just been elected are already going through a world of garbage because their superintendents and or are not really happy about more conservative people being elected to these boards. They're just not into it. They're not interested in it happening. You and I, over the last couple of years, have been talking about this new California law, the transgender, procedures for minors. And now with the new law here in California that took place, went into effect as of January 1st, minors seeking, transgender procedures can come in almost from anywhere in the country, be brought here by a friend or what have you. And California said it'll ignore warrants from other states. It'll provide the services, the surgeries for these young kids and what have you. But finally, somebody is stepping up and they're suing the state for being a sanctuary state for this kind of thing. Now, again, like I said, you and I had talked about this a while back. The group is called Our Watch, or California Parental Rights Nonprofit, and it filed a lawsuit to try to stop this law, to try to stop people from bringing those kids here from other states. Where do you think this goes?
I think it has an excellent chance of being successful, actually. And I know we at Pacific Justice Institute, we were actually looking to do the same, and we were wanting the plaintiffs, the proper plaintiffs, that is ideally parents who are impacted in some way by this, so we wouldn't have the standing issue like we talked about earlier. This lawsuit has been filed. I think it's got a great chance on the merits. The full faith and credit clause of the Constitution, the United States Constitution requires states to respect the laws of other states and jurisdictions, and if someone commits a crime in another state, it's the obligation of the state that they fled to or were taken to respect the original state's prosecution and wanting to bring them back to try them, and yet California is just blatantly ignoring the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution. So I think that part of it is going to get shot down. From the state-to-state aspect. But I'm also even more concerned, though, about the fact that in California you can have minors begin this procedure without parental consent, much less minors just having it anyway. I think that it's borderline really child abuse to have a child injected with hormones for no medical purpose, not resolving any psychological issue, and then even masochistically having organs cut off for no biological medical reason. I think that's child abuse, and I think that that's being addressed. I hope that's also successful. That'll be new case law if it is. But of course, allowing minors to have body parts chopped off for mental reasons is also something that's new to society, at least advanced, developed societies like the United States.
So this is one of those issues conservatives run into all the time. Where do you want the states to have a right to decide what they want to decide? Because we want the states to take back their legal rights, their ability to decide what their laws are. But in this world, or in this issue, you've got a situation where kids are being brought from states where it can't happen for sane reasons to a state that's totally out of control. So there is a fine line there, but they're not here. They don't belong in this state, if you would. They're not a resident of this state or what have you. And it's being done against their parents' will and behind their back in some cases, right?
Right, and that's what's so solid about that part of the case, is because you're kidnapping children. First off, and then you're taking them to another state involving a hideous masochistic procedure that would otherwise be illegal in the state they came from, the child came from, and then you're not even going to enforce a criminal statute against the kidnapper. You have a state that says, no, we're gonna hide, like criminals hide here, who take little children so they can have their body parts cut off. I mean, how sick and demented is our governor and our state legislature? It's like something from a horror movie. But no, it's not a horror movie. California is not a third world, dictatorship from some place. It's a part of the United States. It's under the Constitution, and I think I'm very confident that at least part of that statute is, in the part we just discussed, at least, I think it's a very good chance of being shot down as unconstitutional.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I believe you're right. I believe it will go in that direction. But, my God, these guys have, I'll just say, they've let me down before. How's that? So I'm not going to get
I hope they have solid plaintiffs to overcome the standing issue. You know, taxpayer status is not sufficient. So that's going to be, I think, the most serious hurdle to overcome. That's what we were trying to overcome while we were wanting to prepare to file for this lawsuit ourselves. So I hope they have the right plaintiffs directly impacted in some way by it, uniquely impacted in some way by this statute. And if so, then, you know, I think that's the big hurdle, and I think they would otherwise prevail.
Would that require them actually getting in touch with somebody who's been brought here, or the parents of somebody who's been brought here for that surgery? Would that give them standing?
Well, that would be an ideal plaintiff for standing. I mean, bullseye. But if you had a plaintiff, if you had a parent who, let's say, it was another state, who had a child who was talking about running away from home or threatened to run away from home to have a sex change in California, that might be enough. That just that enough alone would show a uniqueness in terms of potential harm, pending harm, imminent. You know, the existence of this law in California could have a direct impact on that child's decision to run away from home and go to California, and who knows what would happen. So I think that you know, there's different angles to it. You know, hopefully, you know, they've got an angle that's sufficient.
Well, you know, Brad, somebody just brought up the point that if you grab a minor and you kidnap them for all intents and purposes, you take them across state lines. Isn't that kidnapping? Isn't that a federal offense at that point?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, let's hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dinkins in just a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give a call. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love it when he's on with me. Like I always say to you guys, you got to get informed. If you don't get informed, I don't know. You know, a lot of you think that the guy with the mic is the smartest guy in the room. It doesn't always work that way, all right? I know. It's like shooting myself in the foot, but truly, it doesn't always work that way. We just have the opportunity, we have the availability, we've got the mic, like you say, and my job is to bring people on that you can listen to, that you can trust to get information to step out on. So Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, go check it out, PJI.org. All right, Brad, bringing forward to you that case about the mailman, the postal mailman. It's a Catholic nonprofit now sticking up for him. And you probably know a lot more about this, but the story in a nutshell is that he was a postal worker, and at one point in time he decided, I don't know if he decided or they were trying to get him to work Sundays or what, he finally said, look, I can't work Sundays anymore, or I can't work Sundays because it goes against my religious belief system. And basically they said goodbye. Tell me how that works.
Yeah, here's what's interesting about the case that makes it actually very, very strong is the fact that he goes to work for the Postal Service, and guess what? He doesn't work on Sundays. He's happy. I'm sure there's a part of the reason he took the job, so he could go to church, you know, and not work on Sunday according to his faith. So here he is, a faithful, loyal worker, year after year, working for his pension, you know, to vest. And then the rules are changed on it. And the Postal Service has a contract working with FedEx, and they say, okay, now we gotta have you work on Sunday. He goes, well, no, it violates my faith. That's why I work for the Postal Service. It was very clear. We do not work on Sunday. They said, well, no, you have to, and otherwise we'll let you go. And if he does, you do, they let him go. All those hours that he's worked on those years to vest for retirement are wiped away. So that is – so the facts are fantastic in that regard. One of the big questions, though, is, you know, an employee like that has a sincere religious conviction, has a case. Once he has that, he can show it's sincere, which he can. And the employer has an obligation to reasonably accommodate him, i.e., not make him work on Sunday, you know, like he hasn't been in the past, just not make him work on Sunday, unless they can show an undue burden or hardship. Now, that's the big legal question with this court, because in the past, courts have held, generally, there's some conflict among the circuits, but they've often held that undue burden or hardship, you know, all you have to do as an employer just show some just mild, almost de minimis, you know, harm, inconvenience, and then that's all you have to show to be able to step all over them and boot them out irrespective and not respect their faith or accommodate their faith. What's argued here, and I think the Supreme Court's ready to make a move on this, is to give more of a bite to Title VII and say, oh, no, an undue burden or hardship is just that. It's a real undue burden, not just a mild burden, not just an inconvenience. They've got to show that it's really going to interrupt their operations and how they're able to do things and function. I think that's what we're looking for. And I think the Supreme Court, I think there's a good chance, I'm optimistic, they're going to rule in favor of the postman, and they're going to give greater definition to that phrase, undue burden, so that employers and bullies like bureaucrats and others, especially in the government, can't just, you know, purge people of faith willy-nilly without actually trying to accommodate them and have to show that they really do have a real serious burden on their functioning in order to, as an excuse, not to accommodate.
Well, what's funny about this, if you go a little deeper into it, you find out that, first of all, you know that the Postal Service is going to give up deliveries on Saturday, number one. So, there is something happening there as a whole. Number two is, it's not even really delivering the mail on Sundays. What they're delivering is a new contract with Amazon to deliver Amazon packages on Sundays. So, you know, again, for what it's worth, what was normally a Sunday off for the Postal Service, because of the changes that they made, now is put on him. So I agree with you in this case. I think what's going to happen is they're going to look and see truly what the norm has been, what the norm has been for him. And they were making accommodations for him for a while. I don't know if you knew that or were aware of that. He kept asking for the Sundays off, and every once in a while they'd come back around, throw him on the schedule. You have to ask for Sunday off, and they finally said, no, no more, that's it. You got to take your fair share of the days. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's actually to his benefit, to be able to show, hey, wait a minute, they showed that they were able to do this. They've done it before. They've accommodated me. So now they just decide they want to no longer accommodate me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's. I think he's got a great case, and once again, I'm optimistic. But if I was a betting man, I would put 50 cents on him winning this case.
You know, I got to go back. I got to go back to something that, you know, you and I have been talking about for a while, which is, you know, here in California, especially. And by the way, I don't know if you know about the new. I got like ADD tonight. I don't know if you know about the new bill to try to pass through the legislature here in California. It would take the rights of school board members to vote on school curriculum. That
yes.
The school you know about that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I was talking to a couple of other fellow board members, and they go, well, why don't we just resign now? Because apparently they don't need us anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, it is so tyrannical. And all they're doing is shooting themselves in the foot once again, waving a big banner saying, another reason to leave California, another reason not to trust public schools. The little, hope and confidence that some people may have had being in a small school district where they felt like, hey, we've got parents who have some control, we're on the school board, if that obliterates any of their hope that they can have any trust in public schools, for a lot of parents, I think that's what's going to happen, and they're just going to say, okay, there is no hope now, no matter where we are in California. And to some degree, there's some truth to that because of some of the already existing state mandates regarding sexuality and that kind of instruction down to kindergarten level. But I think it's actually very counterproductive in that you're going to see a further shrinking of children in public schools in California.
It is the slam dunk reason now to pull your kids out, period.
Right.
Because they're going to have, they're not going to have anything, pretty much anything that's going on there. And I think part of this has been brought out of the fact that parents are making such headway in having more of a say in their kids' education. And now when you talk about curriculum, remember that the teachers, National Teachers Union anyway, has been screaming, parents should never have a right to discuss what's in curriculum. That should be left up to the experts. This would force that issue, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely would. Right now we have Pacific Justice make opt-out forms available on our website for free, customized for each of the 50 states. That's helpful to some degree, but at the end of the day, if this passes, we're going to see more and more parents leaving public schools and either staying in California homeschooling or doing charter homeschools or group co-op homeschools, private schooling perhaps. But many are going to just leave the state of California. And, I'd like to say there's some common sense in Sacramento, but, they've proven themselves far, far short of common sense. We just can't count on it, that's for sure.
You know what bothered me the most, though? It truly, and the parents are, I'm a trustee. And they come after me saying, well, you're supposed to, we voted for you to take care of this, we voted you to do that. And I'm always explaining to them, you don't seem to understand something. I don't have the ability. I don't have the legal right to do that because of the people you sent to Sacramento. At some point in time, when it comes to your child's education, do you see the only way, and this is a personal opinion, do you see the only way of pulling this back is really going to... Now, you can't go to private schools because the state still has to say in some of the private school curriculum. Is that not true?
Yeah, there is some mandates with regards to private schools that... in terms of some criteria, but
it's going to happen to like the co-ops, kind of thing.
But parents who homeschool or homeschool co-ops, they have much more freedom and liberty in that regard. They just have to teach the basic subject matter, but they have tremendous discretion on the textbooks and things like that they use. I think that at the end of the day. We're going to see, if this passes, it's going to be disastrous to public schools. One thing that school board members will be able to do, I will say, is send out explicit notices to parents about how ugly and wretched the material that children are going to be exposed to and give them a list of maybe private schools and homeschool associations. School boards that are friendly to parents, I think that's the responsible thing for them to do should something like this pass.
You're a very optimistic man.
Yes, I'm optimistic on that one.
Some of these school boards who are all into the government, they're not going to set up anything like that,
I know. I'm wishful thinking.
You got about 15 seconds to tell people how to get in touch.
You bet. Just go to pji.org, pji.org.
Okay. All right, people, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. Got a lot I want to talk about, a lot I want to get off my chest. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.